While treating people sickened by the coronavirus, workers at some Boston area hospitals are also involved in demonstrations against racism. Hundreds of healthcare workers have taken a knee to remember George Floyd, they've observed moments of silence, and they've issued statements decrying racism from hospital leaders. Now, residents are among those calling for concrete changes. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Dr. Yvonne Okaka, a resident in training at Brigham and Women's Hospital, can only recall a single black supervising physician.
It was just one day. He was just covering for a Saturday. So that was once in my entire year.
Getting to 5% of faculty and staff who are black, which would help minority patients feel more comfortable too, is one of six requests on a petition Okaka helped write and circulate. It has close to 1,000 signatures. Another asks the Brigham to provide more free care and take care of more patients on Medicaid. Okaka herself was uninsured when she decided to go to med school and needed some basic blood work to complete the application.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to become a doctor if I didn't have a free clinic to go to get those labs drawn.
The broad goal of petitions circulating at the Brigham, at Mass General, and a few other hospitals is to tackle racism inside these institutions and the damage it inflicts. Dr. Rose Olson, another resident and petition organizer at the Brigham, says the evidence that racism increases lifetime stress and influences medical care is overwhelming.
You could almost take any chronic disease in America, diabetes, hypertension, and there'll be higher rates and worse outcomes in black Americans. And that's not due to biology or genetics. Honestly, it's due to racism and lack of access to care.
These petitions also call for a living wage for the hospital's lower-paid employees, many of whom are minorities, for more data on patient care by race, and, coming back to George Floyd, the petitions seek changes with police and hospital security. Dr. Joe Betancourt, chief of equity and inclusion at Mass General, says changes are already underway.
I get a report of any incident related to racism, sexism, or any of the isms. And so we track that, and then we've been building a way to reconcile those concerns once they get identified.
The MGH petition goes further. It suggests eliminating the budget for hospital security. And there's a call to remove the names and images at Mass General of anyone linked to racism or white supremacy. Betancourt says these and many other ideas are coming to the fore during hospital-wide and smaller group discussions. He says Mass General is working on a plan with immediate and longer-term steps.
I think we want to move literally and make some commitments within the next couple of weeks. I think that's the window of opportunity we have, and that's the urgency that this time calls and asks of us.
The discussions underway inside hospitals acknowledge challenges ahead. Boston, with its history of racial strife, is still not seen as an appealing place to work for some black and other minority recruits. And the push to boost wages for low-income and minority employees and increase the number of patients on Medicaid comes as the Mass General Network projects as much as $2 billion in lost revenue this year tied to the COVID pandemic. Tim Ewing is Vice President of Employee Diversity, Inclusion, and Experience at the Brigham.
As we look at the financial situation that healthcare organizations are facing, and we're no different, you know, what's realistic? Yeah, that becomes, you know, the big deciding factor for us.
Conversations about what hospitals must do in this moment to curb racism and generations of healthcare damage are exposing pain not all hospitals are used to treating. And it's not clear which of the proposed changes might be most effective. There's very little research. Dr. Kamara Jones, a past president of the American Public Health Association, has studied health disparities for decades.
Even though we haven't tried a lot of these things, I am encouraged that they are very much on the right track because, in its essence, racism is not a cloud. You know, it's not like some kind of something you can't get your hand on. It is a system with identifiable and addressable mechanisms which are in our decision-making processes.
Jones says that decision-making must include having more blacks and other underrepresented minorities on staff at hospitals, more data to help explain why black patients are less likely to be referred for specialized care. It must lead to policies that correct differences in that care. Those are all things on the table now as hospitals decide how to move from statements decrying racism to action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.